Yesterday, I spoke with a lady who grew up in Texas, and she has, moved on in life. She's later in her years than I am. She lost her first husband. She's remarried and moved to Maine, which is quite a change from Texas, I imagine. I've never been there. Never had a desire to go there. Just kidding. I wouldn't mind going to Maine. But got me thinking about cultural differences in the South and the North. There was a time when that was probably the biggest split in America. One of the largest culture gaps in America was Southern culture, Northern culture. Sociologists say that's not the truth anymore. It's no longer the biggest gap between the North and the South, nor the East and the West. Gangster rap comes to mind with that. There was a big rivalry there, East-West. But actually, the largest distance between cultural values and so forth in America exists between rural communities and urban communities. Having grown up in a rural one, I can attest they're very different. Every year when we go back to Tennessee, whenever we go, one of the things that last time we went was the most striking was if you sit in my parents' living room at the right angle, you can see through the kitchen and out this big window into the backyard where there's big pine trees and down to a river. And at night, you can't see. It is pitch black. It is the blackest black you've ever seen. There's shades of darkness, and it is so dark because the town shuts down at 5 p.m. That's another different value. And then as we drive back into Texas, it's still pretty dark, and we're usually getting back into town at night, and the sky goes from being very dark to suddenly a little gray, a little bit purple, and we go, oh, we're coming close to the mega city, Houston, because the sky is glowing. There's so much light. It can be hard to imagine darkness until you experience it. And you go there and you just think, wow, I can't see a thing. I think that's very obvious that the shepherds were in a place like that. The ancient world is very dark. There was no electricity, mostly torches and things like that lighting the way. And so certainly these shepherds out in the field are in a very dark place. Have you ever been asleep and somebody turned the lights on? If you're not a super heavy sleeper and the lights come on, it's very jarring, right? You think, what in the world are you doing? That is really annoying. It's startling. It's kind of disruptive. Something like that happens to the shepherds. So it says in verse 8, picking up the story, there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were terrified. These are men who work outside for a living with animals. Part of the job, our world, especially in the city, shepherd is an ancient idea, and we often think of like kind of just really tender people, and you have to be to really care for the animals and to know, pay attention to who's sick and who's got what and how to help them, but you also have to use that staff to beat off wild animals, and these are not timid people probably, and they're terrified is the word. They're terrified by in the midst of this darkness, this bright light of a heavenly creature shows up in the middle of nowhere. But the angel says, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." This one angel shows up. One angel terrifies them. Don't be afraid. This is really good. You're going to love this. And then the party gets bigger. Suddenly a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel. Heavenly host is talking about those angelic and heavenly beings that exist in God's sphere that we can't really see normally. If you know much about angels in the Bible, they appear in two different ways. One, the word angel means messenger. They'll show up looking like a human, take on human form. Other times they show up, or you see it, especially in the prophets, and they have eyeballs on the back. They're just interesting looking, in our head, fictional creatures. Now, who knows, we don't get a description, but a heavenly host appears. So an angel army, as it were, praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that's happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. So in this story, we get peace and light, don't we? We're in the darkness and the light bursts forth, and the declaration is peace. Peace to you. I want to pull out of this story a lesson from Mary, the shepherds. Well, yeah, and from Mary. One from Mary, one from the shepherds, and then the words of Jesus. It said, I was surprised by this. I've read the story many times, but, you know, these details jump out at you from time to time. Verse 17, after the shepherds had seen Jesus, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. I hope this Christmas season, the rest of this week, if you haven't already, that you'll take this as an opportunity to shine the light of Jesus, to tell people about Jesus. We have so many friends. We have some good family friends that are not Christians, and yet they're going to put up a tree, and they're going to hang lights, and they're going to give gifts. And this is just the perfect season to say his name, to say the name Jesus. It might look as simple as something, sending a Bible verse. Pick a short one, send it to somebody. Send it to everybody. You can pick one, copy, paste that thing. Shine the light of Jesus. Maybe put it online. Better yet, give them a call, invite them over for dinner. Go stand on the corner and ring a bell, hold a little sign that says Jesus loves you. He's the reason for the season. It doesn't matter. But let's put Jesus back in the middle of this thing. The culture's geared for it. And, you know, everybody's looking, why in the world do these suburbs that, you know, who knows which HOA actually cares about Jesus, which one doesn't. You don't see crosses, but you do see these big, kind of gaudy, you know, Christmas lights. Like, I mean, I'm talking, they're bigger than me. Like, these massive things. The communities really do it up. But a lot of times what's lacking is the name Jesus. And the real story behind it. I mean, I just encourage you, with a light heart, use this as a great opportunity. It's like shooting fish in a barrel, so to speak. Just talk about Jesus a lot. This light. Learn that lesson from the shepherds. The other one is to be like Mary this week, who, in the midst of a chaotic world, I know your life is like that, and I've watched the traffic go bananas since the temperature dropped about a month ago in Houston, and all the sirens, the day it got cold in Pearland, there were sirens everywhere. I thought, what's going on? So I know your life is busy. This week is often more stressful than it is restful, but Mary teaches us to treasure these things up in our heart. All these things going on, she felt a peace and an appreciation and a gratitude for Jesus. So be like the shepherds and tell everybody. And be like Mary and treasure all these things up in your heart and ponder them. Think about Jesus this week and be grateful for the gift of him. And I want to leave you this morning from this second half of the message with the words of Jesus, which are just as true for us today as they were for the apostles to whom he spoke. He says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Don't let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." Rolling right into that, John 8:12, he says, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life."